when the pale moon shines on old Sewanee, and she sweetly sings her lullaby. I am long tonight for you, darling.
You know, I bet Fred thinks I forgot him. Well, I did. But I'm going to call for him right now. Our friend, our wonderful Creek friend from Ardmore, Oklahoma, Fred Beaver.
Bring him out.
Thank you, Miss Bolton. Tonight, I would like to, for us all, to do a stomp dance. Do everyone know what a stomp dance is? No? Okay. Now, I'm going to lead off, and you just imitate me. Words and everything. They're not exactly words, but I think you can understand me over this mic. I'm going to start. I'll be the leader. You follow me. We'll go as far as we can. And I'll tell you when to start. Yo, oh, ho, 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 then you say exactly what I say hereafter. Ah, hey. Ah, ha. He, 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 oh, he, oh, he, oh, he, ho, yo, eh, ho, yo, eh, ho, yo, eh, ho, yo, eh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, ho, hey. I think you did all right. It's all right. We'd like to sing for you now a social number, and we'll do something else later. We hey ya ho, oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho, oh ho. Jebu je jebu ya we ben nuts ho ya ki ido we hey ya ho oh ho we hey ya ho oh ho we hey ya ho oh ho. Now I'm going to sing the same song. At the end, I will give you a signal when we all hoop and holler. Okay? All right. We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho. Ah! Why? Wonderful. Now we'll try one more song. All right. We hey ha yo o de, 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 we hey ha yo o de. Thank you.
That's the way I like it. Here come two pretty girls to sing Careless Love. Linda Morgan and Ruthie Dormant from White Springs.
Love my mammy and my pappy too. Love.
I don't know of anything that's prettier than that. Do you? Except maybe the way these children are going to do the waltz quadrille and Little Liza Jane, Carver High School, with Josephine Salter and Mary Graham as their leaders.
In a little rosewood casket, sitting there upon the stand, is a package of old letters written by my true love's hand. Is a package of love letters written by my true love's hand. Will you go and get them, sister? Will you read them o'er to me? For oft times I've tried to read them, but for tears I could not see. For oft times I've tried to read them, but for tears I could not see. Take the letters and his locket, placed together o'er my heart. May the little ring he gave me from my finger never part. May the little ring he gave me my finger never part. You have finished now, dear sister. Will you read them o'er again while I listen to you read them? I will lose all sense of while I listen to you read them. I will lose all sense of pain as I listen to you read them. I will gently fall asleep, fall asleep to wake in Jesus. Oh, dear sister, do not weep. Fall asleep to wake in Jesus. Oh, dear sister, do not weep. Oh, dear sister, do not weep.
And here comes another one of our favorite people, Diane. She's going to sing Common Bill.
They tell me sin to kill. I thought the matter over, and I believe I'll marry Bill. I believe I'll marry Bill. I believe I'll marry Bill. I thought the matter over, and I believe I'll marry Bill.
I think it's wonderful that our 1958 Jeannie with the light brown hair is here. All right, and she's going to sing for us right now. Margaret Yates, a senior at FSU whose home is in Gainesville, is going to sing for us.
I'd like to sing for you, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair.
See you. It's now my great pleasure to make the next introduction, and I'd like to present to you my inspiration. Of all the people that has ever meant a whole lot to me, this one here, I suppose, means as much to me as my mother, and I certainly envy all of you people who get to enjoy her companionship here in White Springs. May I present to you now your Director of Special Events here at the Florida Folk Festival, Cousin Thelma Bolton.
I want to tell you a very, very special story tonight. A story of the Spanish moss. Perhaps it's a legend. Perhaps it's the truth. Who knows? But a long, long time ago, when this part of Florida was peopled by the Seminoles, there was a very beautiful Indian princess who lived perhaps in this very area and who looked at this very moon at its fullest. And there came into Florida the Spanish explorers with many, many handsome, brave young men. And it was inevitable that one of the brave young men saw the princess and fell in love with her. And she loved him too. And they used to come and walk by the waters of the Suwannee River. And her father, the Indian chief, found out about it. And he was very angry. And he forbade her to see the pale face ever again. But being a young woman and being in love, she had to see him just once more. Her father was very, very angry, and he ordered his braves to put him to death. And when the princess found that her lover was forever gone, forever asleep, she climbed perhaps this tall, tall tree. And she unbound her long, black, beautiful hair. And she made a rope and wound it around her neck and hanged herself. And there she hung, and the wind and the sun took her for its own. But her hair stayed there. And the rain rained upon it, and the sun bleached it, and it spread. The wind took it and spread it from tree to tree. And that's how we come to have our beautiful Spanish moss.
And now from Suwannee High and Live Oak with E. Hunter, leader, here's a group of very lovely girls for some folk songs and dances.
Oh, Thank you.